A proposed mine in southeastern Arizona is pitting environmentalists and tribes against groups who say this could be a massive economic boon for the state. The Rosemont mine would be one of the largest in the country, a mile and a half deep, a mile wide, and leaving a waste pile the height of a skyscraper. Native American tribes and environmental groups have sued to stop the mine's development, but the state chamber of commerce argues it will create hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars in the region. Anita Snow with the Associated Press wrote about the battle recently and went to the region where the mine could be built along scenic State Highway 83. It's through rolling grasslands and Ocotillo forests with the Santa Rita Mountains as a backdrop. The area is also burgeoning wine country, where a dozen or more local wineries are taking root. Those vintners and some of the people who are not happy about the impending mine, which she says would be massive.
It would be the third largest copper mine in the United States. It would cover more than 5,000 acres. Part of that is land that the mining company controls under a law that allows them to build a mine, these old mining laws. And then part of it will be federal forest land. And that piece of it will be to pile up pilings, the tailings. From the mine.
So the state and the Tucson Chambers of Commerce are for this. They say that this will be a job maker. Mm-hmm. How big of an economic impact might this have?
So they say that it'll create more than 500 jobs immediately, and then some 3,000 over the course of the 20-year life of the mine, and that overall it'll pour about $16 billion into the local economy. So the Tucson Metro Chamber and the Arizona Chamber are very much in favor of this. You know, mining has a long history in Arizona, and not being from the area, it was interesting to me to see how it's almost a sacred sort of industry here, you know? I mean, Arizona is a copper state, and there's so much history in the whole mining industry. And we saw that, you know, when we went on this trip, we went down to Bisbee, and you can see there, too, you know, the whole history of mining there.
Give us a sense of the process that the company had to go through already to get to this point where they're thinking about starting to develop.
Well, this whole process has been going on for about a dozen years. Mm-hmm. Hudbay, which is the Canadian-based mining company, has obtained a water permit and another federal permit to start the process. So they have these two permits in hand. So it's pretty far along. And I know that some of these groups, the tribal groups and the environmental groups, have been fighting it pretty much all along the way, but it's really reached critical mass now. Mm-hmm. So there's been several different lawsuits filed. They've all been put together into one big case in a federal court in Tucson. And the latest thing that's happened is the tribes and the environmental groups have filed for an emergency injunction to prevent any construction from starting until the federal judge can say, yeah, there's a case here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about their arguments then. The environmental concerns, tribal concerns. What are they voicing here?
Well, the tribal concerns, I interviewed a gentleman who is in charge of the district for the Tohono O'odham San Javier district, which is out by Tucson. It's a smaller piece of the reservation. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, that his people had been there in the past, and they would bury the remains of their loved ones right outside the villages. Mm. And so those remains are still there. So that's part of it. And then there are some archaeological sites, and there's a ball court. So they're very concerned about those sacred objects and sites being disrupted. And the environmental groups worry about water, whether the mine would affect waterways, whether it would dry them up, whether it would affect the watershed, what it would do to endangered species that live in the Santa Rita Mountains. There are quite a few. Mm-hmm.
So this, of course, also comes at this moment in our government when we're sort of seeing this battle happen often, right, between public lands and particularly mining use on public lands in the West. We've got bear's ears, lots of examples of these sorts of efforts. Where do you think this kind of stands in the landscape of that? And if it goes one way or the other, do you think it's sort of a telltale sign of what's to come?
Well, I do think it's part of this current tension we're seeing, particularly in the West, between mining interests, extractive industries, if you will, and public lands. And Bears Ears is one. In Utah, about 85% of that was taken away to allow mining companies to explore and start the mining process on those lands. Mm-hmm. And Chaco Canyon in New Mexico is another. I had interviewed an eminent historian of the American West, Richard White, who said that the way he sees it is that the mining companies are really like, it's like sort of a scramble for the resources that are left. And they see an opportunity under this particular presidential administration, which is favorable to mining interests to get that started.
Mm-hmm. What's the legacy of these things? Like you mentioned that this mine would have a 20-year lifespan, right? They would come in for 20 years and extract what they could of the copper and then be gone. What's left after that?
Well, you know, in Bisbee, there's the Lavender Pit. And the Lavender Pit is this huge pit left over from a copper mine that has not been operating for 45 years now. Mm-hmm. But the pit's still there, and there are the pilings. The tailings are piled up all around like these sort of, they look like steps. There has been some discussion by the company of perhaps backfilling the pit. But they were also saying, well, we have to see if it would create more problems by filling it than by not filling it. But that is something that they have talked about. Now, when I talked to the chamber and to the company, they insisted that very modern technology would be used in this particular mining process that would recycle the water, and that it wouldn't have a great effect on the environment.
All right. Anita Snow with the Associated Press. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.